Hey, sisters. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com, and Brother Two Posts is here, too.
I am here. I'm watching a squirrel eat some peanuts we just threw him. How you doing, sisters? We're in a park working online after our preach today.
Yeah, there's a couple squirrels out here eating some sunflower seeds and stuff that we threw out. They're so cute.
What are we going to talk about today, Sister Amon?
Well, we're just going to talk about some, like what? Timing, being in the right place at the right time, I don't remember what it was. I don't really have that many notes.
Yeah,
what was it we were talking about?
Well, basically sharing the timing of what we did today and how it wasn't a long, long time, but it was eventful and quality versus quantity.
Yeah, and how we weren't, it was kind of a surprise for us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so last night we were talking about maybe going downtown to fly some signs.
The rain cleared out.
Yeah, the rain cleared out. And then as we're traveling through towns and stuff, we like to look at the map and scope it out and see if there might be some conducive places to fly some signs. You know, sometimes on intersections it's not the best because people might be flying through real fast, and oftentimes in the downtown area it can be a little bit slower.
Maybe better places
walk
to park
around. So we were headed down that way and we saw a farmer's market going on. We're like,
what do you know,
hey, this is awesome.
Yep.
So we went there and we got out and we thought, well, we'll scope it out first and see if all the parameters can be met, because you have to have parking, people, and public access.
Yep.
So we're just checking that out, and we happen to see a Amish man there.
Yep.
And so Brother Tupos went and witnessed to him.
Yep, went up, witnessed the gospel to him and offered him a phone call. His sons listened in, offered him a phone call with him and his elders, and he definitely was not interested in that. Later I saw him and I waved and said, hey, will I be getting your phone call? And he said no.
Yeah.
So, as usual, they don't love us. They don't love the truth. They don't want to talk about the truth.
Right.
But we'll finish an interesting part of that story at
the end.
God's timing is awesome.
Yeah. So we parked just maybe a couple blocks away down on the same street as it. And we saw, well, yeah, looks like public access and quite a few people coming and going, even though there was like the last, what, hour and a half or 2 hours of it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was halfway over.
Yeah. And so we walked back to the van, got our signs, went over there.
Nice big public sidewalk.
Yeah. It was awesome. So we're flying signs. Brother Two Posts was preaching, and it was windy. Gusty, windy.
About 30, 40 miles an hour, yeah.
Yeah, and we turned around. There was this little older lady, and she was really frail with her cane. And
she was about 4.5 feet tall.
Yeah, she was trying. I saw her put her foot up on the
curb.
A curb, on the curb, and all of a sudden a big gust of wind came and it blew her right down. She ended up falling down.
Landed on her backside.
Yep, landed on her backside. Thankfully, she didn't fall all the way back and hit her head on the cement or anything. She just kind of fell in a sitting position.
She was like 10 feet from where we were preaching.
Yeah, she was like right behind us there. And so I went over there right away, and a couple other people did too, and
we stopped our preaching to help her, of course.
Yep, helped her up. And everybody else left, and I stood there talking to her. Brother Two Posts had already handed her a gospel card, and I was sharing about man-made religion. Well, you can actually hear the audio on the street preaching for the Paducah Farmers Market.
Yep.
You can listen to
that. Yep, look under the witnessing video, street preaching at Paducah's Farmer Market.
I actually had talked to her for quite a while before Brother Two Posts had the audio, and then he took it back. Oh, and I still kept talking to her. He took the phone back because the police were coming up, because
the police showed up on us. Yeah.
And so, yeah, awesome, wonderful witnessing with that woman. I don't know, while I was witnessing to her, I was just thanking God that we found that place, and I was able to give her a lot of truth. She told me she's 86.
Yeah.
You know,
and didn't you say she's an organist in two different churches, and she kind of sees through some of the false ways? And
yeah, a little bit of it. Yeah, she seemed somewhat receptive, but just like a lot of people, you give them some of the hard things they don't like. You know, they don't always want to hear a lot more, but don't let that discourage you, because you never know. It may burn like a coal in them as they walk away and they go, huh, I knew that.
Amen.
You know, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then as she was leaving, the police were there, and I offered one of the police officers a gospel card, and...
Yep, and not long ago, I had a real issue with 5 police officers, one that was abusive, not physically, but abusive, stopping our free speech rights and all that. Today, God blessed me, 2 young officers walk up. I thought, here we go. They walked right past me. They went right to the person that called them. They talked to the person that called them, and they turned around and walked right away, right past me, and they were leaving. And as they were leaving, I said to the officer, can I talk to you? And he said, sure. And you could see it all in video. I thanked him. I said, why didn't you approach me to talk to me? He goes, you're not doing nothing wrong. I said, thank you for being a proper, constitutional, decent police officer. And then it was awesome. The other cop came back, both young cops, probably under 25, I'm guessing. And the one guy asked me, well, why do you stand against churches? And I got to witness to him for about 10 minutes, gave him the gospel. They said they were going to show their police friends the video of the bad cops in Lebanon, Tennessee. And I said, I'm emailing your chief, and he's going to get a recommendation for you guys because you did awesome. So they thanked me, and then what did the one young police officer say? I told him, I said, we might be going out tomorrow to a church, so you know, and what did he say?
Yeah, after Brother Tupo said that, Brother Tupo said, well, maybe you want to let everybody know, and he said, could I let him know your name and stuff, and so he did. He took some notes and took care of that, and as they were leaving, he said, well, I'll be on duty if you have any problems. We got his name and we're like...
We got his card and his name.
Yeah,
and...
so that was perfect. You know, we weren't planning on this. You know, we're always ready and willing to do anything. So the farmer market shows up or...
Spontaneous.
There. Then we get to witness...
Another man walked up and you gave him a gospel card while I was talking to the police.
Yeah, so the woman, the police, a man. Yeah, he walked up. He was kind of looking at, like, what's going on. And he seemed... Yeah, his demeanor seemed kind of friendly and he said, hi. And I was kind of being by Brother Tupos while he was witnessing and stuff, but I gave the man a gospel card and I said, he would love to hear from you. Our email's on there. And so he thanked me and he put it in his wallet. And there was another man. He was kind of watching from afar. He had a woman with him, but he kept watching and listening. Yeah.
And we had people taking pictures and videos, and we always love that because we know even if they mock and laugh, they're going to put it on Facebook, and somebody may see it from their mocking and their laughing. So God's glorified. His word goes out, and it never returns void.
Right. And then...
What happened at the end, Sister Amma?
I was just going to say. So, let's see. At the end...
Talking about God's perfect timing still.
God's
perfect
timing.
We were right there for the lady that fell over. We were right there for police. We were right there for the farmer's market. And then at the end, what happened?
Yeah, so there was a couple different Anabaptist booths set up there. One of them didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he clearly saw us. And the women walked by several times. Yeah. They didn't want nothing to do with us.
Just ignored us.
But they had to drive through the exit right next to us.
Right next to us. So we
as they were leaving.
Preached to them with our signs as they drove by.
Yep. And then we packed up. We walked back to our van, which was, like I said, a couple blocks away.
Yeah, way down the end.
Yeah. And so we were getting in the van. We were packing things up. And all of a sudden...
Getting ready to have lunch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This van drives by with a cargo trailer with the Amish man in there that Brother Tupos witnessed to.
And my first thought was, I thought he was going to... want to talk to me because he pulled up right next to our van.
Right, right.
But no, where were we parked, Sister Amin?
We had the nose end of the van right on the edge of
the
driveway.
We didn't know it, but we parked right at the end of the road where they all have to drive out. So the Amish man that I was asking him, have your elders call me, he had to drive right by me and I got to witness to him and the driver as they were leaving.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Yeah. The Father seems to put us right where we need to be. We didn't try to park there. We didn't know that was...
No, we just go about our business.
We just go about our business.
He's got it all lined
up. It was an awesome morning.
It was. And if we're talking about time, I was thinking about this too. You know, we were a little bit disappointed. We're like, oh, we just got to the last part of it, you know. Normally we try to go and we'll be at an event as long as possible.
Yeah, we might stay the whole event.
Yeah, many hours or whatever, but even if it's only an hour or two or a half an hour, we found out that, you know, you could be standing out all day long.
Yeah, we've stood out 10 or 12 hours.
Half an hour, you get to witness to somebody.
Yeah.
And so here, this was just like, I don't know, I'm saying it just to encourage sisters or whoever's listening, you know, seekers or whatever, that it doesn't always have to be hours and hours and hours and hours.
Right.
You know, some days we're out there, we've been out, what, 2 or 3 days in a row, 12 hours a day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so what it comes down to is it is quality over quantity. So, and you can't control that. It's all led of the Spirit and the Father's timing. But,
we just be willing and be ready to do it. And, and...
I think the point you're trying to make is, like, we're full-time street preachers. So when we're going out, we're doing things all the time. And so it's expected of us. It's natural. You might get people that have to work, have children, and they might think, oh, we got a half an hour, an hour. Why should we go out?
Thank you.
Hey, that could be quality, and God is worthy of it. So go out and do it in the timing that you can do it, even if it's a half hour a week. And you will see that if you're faithful and you're ready to be used, God will use you.
Right. And you know what? Even if you can't get out, just always be ready. Even if it's only a little bit of time, if you have an online ministry and if you think, you know, oh, I don't really have much time, I'm really tired tonight. If you do a blog or a Facebook or whatever it is that you do to share the truth of God's word with people and encourage people.
Yeah.
You know, even that little bit,
yeah,
that little extra
bit
could be just what somebody needed.
Yeah. If you think, I don't have time to write on a blog. If you could write on a blog for an hour a day to encourage somebody, that's 30 hours a week. That's over 300 hours a year. It adds up.
It does.
It adds up.
Yeah, even the small stuff, yeah.
Yeah, timing is important, and being diligent, being faithful, and all that. So, yeah, today was an awesome example of all of that.
It was, and how about, since we're talking about it, well, the other day, what was it, a couple days before we were headed here? We were headed out of another town, and I was looking for a place that we could do a little bit of marketplace witnessing.
Yep.
And then sometimes I like to walk through the grocery stores, and I often get opportunities to witness. And so Brother Tupos had a lot of things he wanted to get done. So he did some marketplace witnessing, and I walked through a parking lot. But to get there...
Oh, I remember this day. You said, we're going to a place by a Kroger food store, and there's a McDonald's right there. You can go work in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Kroger. We drove past two or three Krogers and McDonald's, and I said, this one? And she said, no, I think the one I want to go to is further down because it's closer where we're going to camp, because Sister Amon's kind of like my navigator. She she kind of watches the maps. So we passed two or three Krogers.
Yeah, he kept asking me, well, there's a McDonald's there. Is it this one? I'm like, no, I think it's the other one. I thought that would be the
best. And what happened at the one when you finally got
there? Praise God, sisters. I was in there and a woman approached me.
You were only in there 5 minutes.
Yeah. She approached me and she was like trying to do something with credit cards through the Kroger grocery store or something. But she was really nice. And I had an awesome witnessing episode with her. I don't know. A good 10 minutes at least with her, if not more. Said that she had left man-made religion and saw through that all. And so it was really nice. Wonderful, wonderful witnessing opportunity. And so it was just God's timing, all to his glory.
Amen.
And so I just wanted to share that. But yeah.
Amen. Timing and faithfulness to be doing what he's called you to do and shining the light in the gospel wherever you are.
Right. And there was one more little note I wanted to add on this, because you happened to mention about the police officers and stuff, since this has all kind of happened lately. Our freedoms that we have in America, anyway, you know, we have a lot here. We have tons and tons of freedoms. Obviously, there's a lot of restrictions, but compared to some countries, we have a lot of freedoms. And we see that they're slowly squeezing it and narrowing it down. So as saints, sisters also, be prepared. There could be jail time. We see there was women who often laid their necks on the line for Paul and in laboring in the gospel. So it's not just...
Women were martyred for the faith.
Yeah, it's not just men. It's women. Because I'll tell you, if they throw Brother Tupos in jail for it, I'm not going to be long after.
The other day you had to talk to three police officers just standing on a public sidewalk.
Yeah, I was just standing across the street and they called three police officers on me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just men. It could be women too. But I just wanted to say, you know, even if we lose our freedoms, we're free in Christ.
Amen.
So no matter where
that's
we are and what we're doing, amen, we are.
You might hear me asking for my free speech rights, but it's always like Paul asking for his Romans rights. It's to continue to preach the gospel. That's why we do it.
Right. Amen. And we have the promises that the Lord can't take away. They can take away our freedom.
Yeah.
But they can't take away the promises.
Throw me in prison, I'm still free.
Right. Yeah. And so I was going to read a few scripture verses on the promises that they can't take away. There's only a few. Brother Tupos did a huge audio. Well, I don't know how big it was, but it was awesome. About the promises in Revelation.
Oh,
I love that. Yeah. And so I was just going to read a few. I got Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Amen.
So we got the promise of the hope of eternal life if we've been born again and
the
we're striving
after
him.
Which means we have to strive and endure in it.
Right, right. And Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And here, maybe Brother Tupos, do you want to read that one? Because that would sound really awesome coming from you.
I can read that one. Revelation 21:6-7. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I love that verse.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I do love that. I wanted you to read it because I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that. Yeah,
so. That's our hope. That's our promise.
Right. Praise God. So I think that's all I had. I just wanted to share some.
The Lord was faithful through all of it, and he continues to be, and we just are tools out here for his glory.
Right. And we share this with you, sisters, and anybody who might be listening, just as encouragement.
Amen.
Just live a simple life, be ready, and he will use you
in
the
way
he sees
fit. Be used of God wherever you are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. All right.
Ready to go down the gospel road, Sister Amin?
Yep. We got more works to do.
Yep.
All right. Love you, sisters. Hold fast.
Have a joyous day, and God be praised.